This week's parasha in Eretz Yisrael is parashas Behar. In Chutz Laaretz, there's still one parasha behind. There's still parashas Emor. We're going to talk about parashas Behar because we're in Eretz Yisrael. And I want to share with you a very, very beautiful idea from the Ramban in this week's parasha. A very, very short two-liner from the Ramban, but I think really has a very, very powerful message for life. It's a very short parasha Behar. Behar, for those doing Shnai Mikra, will notice it's not a long parasha at all. It's all of 57 psukim, one of the shortest parashas in the entire Torah. One of the top five shortest parashas. Very short, and some Vayelech, Hazinu, and then Behar. It's probably the fourth shortest parasha in the Torah. But I want to share with you a very, very important idea. The beginning of the parasha begins with Shemitah. This year is a Shemitah year, as we know. Big Chus. We don't have Shemitah in Chutz Laaretz, like Avner Eretz Yisrael. We have a big opportunity, special, special idea. Special mitzvah called Shemitah. After Shemitah, Torah says you count seven Shemitahs, and you come to Yovel. What happens in Yovel? Yovel is a special year, a super Shemitah year, if you will. What's Yovel? So Torah tells you the halachos. There's Yovel, halachos. Land returns to its original owner. You build a shofar in the Yovel year, it says in the pasuk, Ukrasem Duror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveah, and you call out Duror. Very, very interesting language. Duror. What's Duror? Freedom. You call out Duror. So the Mefarshim all try to figure out what does it mean that you call out Duror. You call out this Duror, freedom maybe to the land and to its inhabitants. So the Ramban says at the end of a very long discussion of this pasuk, a very beautiful idea. Listen carefully. Says the Ramban, Val Derech HaEmes, in truth. Dror milashon dor holech v'dor ba. The word dor, dror, is like a combination or a hint to the words that are found in the book of Kohelet. It's dor holech v'dor ba, which means one generation leaves and another generation comes. And the word yovel, says the Ramban, v'chein yovel sheyashuv ela yovel asher sham sharashav. The word Yovel is, or Yuval, also comes from the word roots, or where roots emanate from, deep in the ground. And Yovel and Dror, says the Ramban, refer to the fact that a person has to be mindful and to be thoughtful of the fact that life goes really quickly. Dor holech v'dor ba. One generation leaves, another one comes. And before you turn around, and before we know it, life passes us by really quickly. And in order for us never to come to that place where we don't reflect, and we don't stop and ponder, and don't stay, where's the time going? The Torah builds into our calendar every 7 years, stop, take a step back. 7 years, time 7 years, 50 years, take a real step back. What happens that year? You blow the shofar. What does the shofar tell us on Rosh Hashanah? The shofar says, wake up! That's a yearly wake-up call on Rosh Hashanah. And then when 50 years go by, 50 years go by, it's a real wake-up. Right before Yom Kippur, we sound the shofar on Yom Kippur to remind us, wake up, wake up, wake up. Time goes really, really fast. We're sitting now in Yeshiva towards the middle of the month of May, almost by Lag BaOmer, less than a month left to Shana Aleph. It's not the end of the year, Shmooze. But on the first day of Shir, many of you sat in this, not all of you were in the Shir at the time, some switched in later on in the year, but many of you sat there on the first day of Shir, and I said to you the following thing that day. I say it every year, that's how I know I said it this year too. I said, guys, you're not going to believe how fast the year is going to go by. You're going to turn around, at the beginning it starts off a little slow, and you know, it's like, okay, really I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash for like that amount of hours a day, really? But with time, it picks up, and then all of a sudden it becomes Yom Narayim and Sukkot, and then you have a break, and then you have Hanukkah, and this year we had two Adars, and then Purim came, and Purim went, whatever happened on Purim, Baruch Hashem. And then we had Pesach, Ben Hazman, a month, we came back, we already had Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, Lag BaOmer is less than a week away from our calendar. Yom Yerushalayim, Yom Yerushalayim, Shavuos, and there went the year. Maybe for some of us, the most powerful, influential year so far in our lives. and for many of us, very, very possible, one of the most important years of our entire life, for sure, no doubt about it. And it goes so fast. And you turn around and you're like, whoa, where did you go? How'd it go so fast? How'd that happen? And that's how life goes. As I get a little older, I think I'm getting older. I don't feel older, but I once in a while look in the mirror. And especially when Tzvira comes and the beard gets a little bit longer and it gets a little whiter. And I realize, you know what? I'm not getting any younger. And I find that as I get older, time doesn't just go by quickly. It begins to like go on, like it flies by. And another year goes by, another year goes by. We can't let that happen. The Ramban says the Torah doesn't want that to happen. That's why whenever a cycle comes to its close, we have time to reflect. Shabbos, every 7 days. Seven means a cycle. Seven is teva. Before we let our lives go on autopilot, before we just let our lives go on, okay, you know, my wife just landed in America. I saw, I didn't speak to her, but I saw that she landed because she called me from America. So she landed. The pilot announces on the plane, you get on the plane, and after you hit your certain altitude, okay, now we're at 35,000 feet, and presses cruise control, and the plane just flies for a bunch of hours in midair, in space. You go on cruise control. Hashem doesn't want us to go on cruise control. Hashem doesn't want our lives just to keep going and going and going on the same thing. So we have points to stop and ponder. We have Shabbos every week to ponder. We have Shemitah every 7 years. Slow down, reflect. Every 50 years we have Yovel to remind us also, stop, slow down, reflect. What's the reflection? It's very nice to reflect. What am I supposed to be thinking about? What's my reflection? What's the message I should think about? There's a beautiful Gemara that was made famous by a famous story that happened about the stipler, which you probably have heard. The stipler came to the town of Nevardak, and he wanted to go get inspiration. So he went to the yeshiva in Nevardak, and someone said, I'm sorry, I ruined the story, but I'll fix it up. A boy came to the yeshiva in Nevardak, and he wanted to get inspiration, he wanted to get mussar. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, go to such and such a base medrash, and go to the Ezra's Nashim there, go to the ladies section there, and you'll just take what you take in over there, and that'll give you a lot of inspiration. And he goes there, and he sees this one man sitting there, and there's a candle burning there, and he has a Gemara or a Musa Sefer open in front of him, he's repeating the same line over and over and over again. And which line is he repeating? The line in Maseches Erevin, the Gemara Erevin, and Daf Nindal Malach. What does the Gemara say over there? Listen to this beautiful Gemara. I'll tell you who it was in a second if you missed it the first time. I'll tell you who it was in a second. The Gemara says, Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, sharp one. Chatov vechol. Grab and eat. Chatov veshte, grab and drink. De alma de azlina mine, because this world that we're leaving from is keilula dami. It's like a wedding. It's like a smorgasbord. Not an Israeli smorgasbord. An American smorgasbord. A five towns American smorgasbord. Or whatever, not only the five towns. The geshmak of a smorgasbord, you know? When you get there on time, you know, you loosen the belt, you loosen your belt and your pants a little bit. You're like, you know what? The carving station looks good. The meatballs look amazing. They have those miniature hamburgers and little buns. What do you call them? Sliders. Those sliders look ridiculous. And you know that you have an hour, because in an hour, what's going to happen? They're going to come clean out the whole ballroom because they got to make room for something else. So you're not going to waste time. You're going to get involved. You're going to grab. You're going to make sure you have a napkin nearby so you can keep wiping your face. Pop down your first plate that you finished eating and put your next plate. That was one plate. I got a new plate. One plate for chicken. One plate for meat. One plate for whatever else you're going to put on there. I don't know. Don't waste your space on vegetables. Chaval. Fill up the way you're supposed to fill up. Why? Because there's so much to grab. The stipler, that's the person in the story. The stipler was sitting there. In Ezra's Nashim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Zatzal's father, the stipler's Zatzal, was sitting there reviewing this Gemara. over and over and over again, chatofe echol, chatofe eshtei, grab and eat, grab and drink, because the world that you're leaving from, this world that we're in, is temporary. It's like a wedding. Grab in, tap in, take advantage, because it goes really quickly. It goes very fast. And before we know it, we turn around and we're like, oh my goodness, how'd this happen? How'd my hairs start to become a little bit grayer and then white all of a sudden? How is it that I used to be 10, 20, 30, 40 years old, and all of a sudden, I'm midlife already. How did midlife happen? I was just sitting in Shana Aleph in my yeshiva. The takeaway, I hope, is obvious. The punchline is obvious. We began the shmooze with a song. David HaMelech taught us, Alti Raki Yasher Ish Ki Yirbe Kavod Beiso. Don't be concerned. People spend their time grabbing this, grabbing that. They gotta get stuff. Everyone has to get stuff. Everything has a price. What are you grabbing? What are we grabbing? We're all going to grab something. What are we grabbing? If we're going to grab things that are here today and gone tomorrow, then they'll be here today and they'll be gone tomorrow. But if we go after things that are here forever, then in Mirtz Hashem, whenever we leave this world, after 120 years, which goes like a fleeting dream, we'll take that all with us and we'll walk into the next world of Mirtz Hashem, laden, loaded up with loads and loads and loads of Torah and mitzvos and opportunities where we had a test and we stood up to that test and chances to show that we were actually doing what we were supposed to do in this world. The only way to do that is to reflect, to stop, and to realize that it goes quickly. And to grab opportunities. Opportunities that we have the rest of this year, opportunities this summer, opportunities next year. Look for opportunities. Keep your antenna up. You have a chance for an opportunity, grab it. Don't wait. When I retire, then I'm going to learn Shas. No, why? Why wait till you're 60 to retire, forced retirement from PwC to learn Shas then? No. Maybe you'll learn Shas B'iyun then. You'll finish Shas B'kiyus a few times before then, and you'll learn Shas B'iyun when they force retirement at 60 years old from PwC as a mashal. Grab on. Life is short. Like they say in the commercials, you know, there used to be a sneaker company called Reebok. And they're still exists. When I was growing up, just to tell you how old I am, doesn't matter. When I was growing up, I used to play basketball. They used to have these Reebok pumps. There was a sneaker used to pump up air, literally into Reebok. I forgot what they were called, Reebok pumps. I begged my parents to buy me a pair of Reebok pumps. I had a pair of sneakers. Before I would play, I would pump up air into the sneakers, Reebok pumps. What was Reebok's motto in life? Life is short, play hard. I don't know if they still have that. Life is short, play hard. What? Just do it as Nike. But Reebok was life is short, play hard, if I'm not mistaken. If I am mistaken, I apologize. I don't know. Rabosai, life is short, play hard. Life is short, grab the opportunities. Let's take it. It's a Shemitah year. It's a Shemitah. We learn from the Yoma, we learn from Shabbos. Not to just go through life quickly, hastily, and just be carried along as the wind takes us through life. No. Stop. Take stock. Grab on. Chatof echol, chatof eshtei. We should be zochah to take the lesson of Shemitah, the lesson of Yoga, the lesson of Shabbos, to take stock of our lives, to grab on to things that are very, very important in lives. And Mirtz Hashem, when we come, we leave the smorgasbord, and we enter into the big, big, big banquet hall, we'll come in laden, not with chicken, turkey, rib, and steak, which are also okay, but with bava kama, bava metzia, bava basra, Sanhedrin, etc., etc. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos.